Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 1st. Can't believe we've already made it to August. The kids will be in school very soon. We're in Luke chapter 15 today. I'm going to read the entire chapter about the lost coin, the lost sheep, and the lost sons. And then at the end, we will do Thankful Tuesday together. What I notice about this passage is that in each episode, so the lost sheep and the coin and the son, each time someone is found, there is celebration. And so as I read, I pray that the Holy Spirit would interpret His word to us and that He would give us a passion to pray for someone in our family, our friend group, our world, who needs to be found, who needs to return to the Father. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Bless us as we read it together. Luke chapter 15. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him?" "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. If you are someone who knows a prodigal, you yourself are that prodigal, which is really the case for all of us. Let us rejoice today if that prodigal has come home. And we thank you, Jesus, for that. And if there are still prodigals for whom we are praying, we beg you, Lord Christ, to put in their spirit a desire for you, that they might return to your presence and we might celebrate and rejoice with the angels that the sheep that was lost is found, that the coin that was missing is now in our hands, that the son that went astray is now in the presence of the Father. And we thank you, Father, for being the kind of God who welcomes us back into your presence, that you open your arms to us and you say, "Come, I want you. You are mine." We thank you, Lord, for that gift through the power of the Holy Spirit and the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now as we close today, I thought it would be fun for the youth, the students, to teach us about being thankful. So I've asked several of them to help me with the exercise of being thankful as we think about a person, place, thing, and attribute of God that they give praise for. Have a great day. Here's Shep Ray with us, and he's going to tell you a person, place, thing, and attribute of God that he's thankful for.
I am thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my school. I'm thankful for my Bible. And the attribute of God I'm thankful for is his steadfast love.
Okay, now I'm here with Trent Bame, and he's going to tell you the things that he's thankful for.
I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my house. I'm thankful for the food that I eat every night. And I'm thankful for God dying on the cross for our sins.
Okay, I'm on with Alex Phillips, and she's going to tell you some things that she's grateful for and she praises the Lord about.
A person I am thankful for is my mom, because she is pretty much my rock and gets me through everything. A place would be my house, especially when I think about others who potentially don't have a home. A thing would be my Bible, because it's something I can always turn to and read to get me through some hard times. And an attribute of God would be his steadfast love, because even though if we do things that he might not like, and if we mess up, he will always love us.
And now I'm on with Emma Hester. Emma is a rising senior, and she's going to talk about some things that she is grateful for and things she prays about.
Some things I'm thankful for and pray about are my parents and my youth leaders, and the love they show me. The place that I'm thankful for is church, a building that we're able to worship and come together in. And a thing I'm thankful for is insulin, so I can keep my body alive. And an attribute and thing about God that I love is his rich mercy. The Lord is so merciful towards us.
Amen. And now I'm here with James Spann, who's a rising senior. He's going to tell you some things that he's grateful for.
Okay, I'm grateful for my mom. And a place I'm grateful for is Lake Martin. I really like going to the lake with my family and friends and driving the boat and doing other things there. And then...
what's the thing that you're thankful for?
The outdoors. I like doing things outside, and it's really nice to have somewhere where you can just go do stuff.
Yeah. Okay, something about the Lord that you're thankful for.
His love towards me. Maybe if I'm worried, he always answers prayers and helps me through things that I'm worried about.